Welcome, everyone. I'm Fairfax Dorn, Executive Director and co-founder of Ballroom Marfa. Tonight's program concludes an extraordinary year of amazing programming, which would not be possible without your support, and most of all, without the support of our staff. I'd like to recognize the entire Ballroom staff who have each worked so hard to bring these amazing programs to life. So our brilliant team include J.D. DeFabio, Development Director, Nikki Itner, Music Director, Aaron Kimball, Associate Curator, Hillary DuPont, Gallery Manager, Melissa McDonald, Drive-In Manager, and our super intern, Jessica Brassler. And then there's our men, which includes Rob Crowley, who's the mastermind of solving all of our problems, as well as Gory Smelling, who makes us sound really good. And I'm so grateful for all that they do for Ballroom Marfa. And now I'd like to introduce Shahzad Ismaili. He was a musician living and working in New York City. He has composed music for the Frankfurt Ballet, as well as the East River Company, and has did a film score for Frozen River. He has performed with musicians such as Laurie Anderson, Bonnie Prince Billing, as well as the Secret Sheaf String, and many others. And we're very fortunate to be working with him for a second time this year. He collaborated with Lale Kamaramian, an artist that we worked with on a project that we did in New York City on the High Line. And I would also, this event would not be possible without the generosity of the Brown Foundation, as well as the great generosity of Tim Crowley and the Crowley Theater, and Jennifer Bell, as well as, of course, Rob Crowley and Marfa Recording Company, and Cuca Flores and Jason Potter. But I hope you enjoyed tonight's event. This is our third year to be presenting a live film score, and wishing everyone a joyous 2012. Thank you.
Hello?
Good morning. Hi. I'm going to keep my remarks pretty brief, but so welcome to Marfa. How many of you are visitors to Marfa? Nice. Me too. I just got here this morning, and luckily Fort Davis is really close by, because when I was driving here from Fort Stockton, I picked up a hitchhiker who had to go to Fort Davis, an 85-year-old ex-physicist named Pete A., and we drove through Fort Davis down to here. Ate at Cochineal this morning. Carlos was really great. Huevos Rancheros is excellent. The pancakes are unbelievably good. I would not have had them if it wasn't for the people I was with, because I hate pancakes. So the reason I chose the two films tonight, both silent films. The first one is The Kid by Charlie Chaplin. Second one is Meshes of the Afternoon by Maya Deren and Alexander Hamid. They're both quintessential New Year's films. The Kid was actually premiered to a very limited audience on December 30th, 1921. Probably an audience roughly this size, if not a touch smaller. Friends and family, that kind of thing. And for Charlie Chaplin, it was a new beginning, a fresh start after some very hard things that took place that year. He was 30 years old, and his first kid died after only 3 days. And I think that had a lot to do with the subject matter of this film and his idea behind this film and how intensely close a relationship he developed with his co-star of this particular film, who's a tiny person. The film is 50 minutes long, and then there will be a very brief pause, not an intermission, and then the next film will be shown, which is quite short. It's 14 minutes. Again, that's Meshes of the Afternoon. That film is incredibly abstract, so could get a bit rough. The score tonight is minimal on my part, intentionally so, because I think that we've gone a bit far as an aesthetic society from really intensely bombastic film scores, which you mostly heard in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. So kind of going with my own aesthetic that took place because I was born in 1972. I'd like to thank Nikki and Fairfax and Ballroom Marfa for putting this event on. I'd like to thank Gori for the sound, Rob for the lights, and Charlie, Maya, and Alex. Thanks very much for being here this evening.
Thank you. Thank you.